His Dark Kiss, written by Eve Silver and read by Ailey Beaton.
Chapter 1. To travel on a day such as this was a task only for the addled or the desperate. Allowing herself one small sigh, Emma Parrish pressed her back against the seat of the ancient coach, the hope and courage that had fueled her decision to leave Shrewsbury flagging under the onslaught of exhaustion and too many hours spent with naught for company but her own jumbled thoughts. A brutal rain battered the carriage as the high wheels dipped and lurched on the rutted road, threatening disaster. A particularly violent pitch sent her careening across the bench, the harsh contact of her shoulder cracking the far wall, forcing a gasp. The stink of mildew and decay hung heavy in the stale air, sullying her very breath, and the storm eroded her composure. Rubbing her shoulder, she scooted forward and then rested one hand against the window frame. 'Twas better sitting thus. The contact with the solid frame kept her from sliding across the cracked seat onto the dark, wet stain that had grown with each passing hour as the rain leaked through the thin fissures that patterned the roof. After a time, the rain eased, slowing to a drizzle, and Emma peered out the side window, hoping to catch a glimpse of the passing countryside. Bleak sky stretched as far as the eye could see, a dreary canopy of endless grey. Then the clouds parted. A single ray of brilliant light descended from the evening sun, breaking through the gloom to touch the earth. A chill of foreboding raced along her spine. There, in the distance, silhouetted in sharp relief against the backdrop of that solitary ray of sunshine, stood a jagged shape. A stark, Mephistophelian castle set high atop a lonely hill. Darkness in the light. Manor Briar. Her choice. Her future. A whisper of unease teased her senses, making her skin prickle and her heart race. The end of her journey was close at hand, though any comfort to be found in that thought was tinged with a heavy measure of apprehension. She had fled from the certainty of a fate she refused to bear to the possibility of one that was even worse. And so she travelled on a day such as this, to a place such as this, to the home of the man who was... The churning wheels of the carriage flung up clumps of mud that splattered against the window with a solid thunk. Emma jerked back, startled, her musings scattering like raindrops in the wind. And then the downpour resumed, drumming steadily on the carriage roof as the creak and sway of the coach marked the passing time and the deepening gloom heralded the dusk. The shadows lengthened into the full blackness of night. Finally, the vehicle rolled forward and back as it lurched to a stop, and after a moment the door was jerked open, letting a blast of damp and chilly air into the carriage. The coachman leaned in, lifting his lantern high, the sudden burst of light leaving Emma blinking against the glare.
"We're here, miss,"
he said, his gaunt face a study in shadows, the collar of his greatcoat pulled up about his chin. Water spilled from the edge of his low-crowned hat, and with a frown, he swiped at the damp brim.
"Though I do question if here is where you truly want to be. Are you certain, then, that you don't wish to return to Shrewsbury? I'm thinking this is no place for an innocent young miss."
Emma pressed her lips together. Shrewsbury was no place for a young miss. At least not for this young miss. And innocent?
Well, she had escaped her aunt's home with her virtue intact, but she had left the ashes of her innocence behind.
She suppressed a shudder and leaned forward to look out the open door, peering into the darkness beyond. Night was upon them.